The Grow My Cleaning Company podcast helps owners of cleaning companies just like you to grow your company and yourself so you can make more money and finally get the time and money freedom that probably got you into this business. Discover how to automate and create systems that allow you to grow like crazy without losing control. If you dig the show and want to show some love, subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes. It really helps. Enjoy the show.
Hey, Cleaning Nation, this is Jared Robinson. I am Mike's full-time marketer that works here for Grow My Cleaning Company. I've been with Mike for over two years at this point. And we've been through it all together. He calls me his homeless marketer because of my hair. It does. I always, in my mind, don't think it looks as bad as it does. And then I get on the camera and I'm like, oh, yep, that does look homeless. So it is what it is. So today we were actually Mike and I were talking earlier today, and I kind of said to him, hey, do you mind if I do this podcast? And I want to talk about something that I think people really appreciate. And he said, sure. And so here I am. So what I want to talk about today is something called Performance Max, and it's done through Google AdWords. And the reason I want to share this is that this is something that we've tested internally for a long time. And it was always kind of something that was like, what's a good way to describe it? Like, it's kind of like when you buy the first Tesla. Like, is the Tesla that first came out the same as the Tesla today? No. A lot of changes have been made to that Tesla to make it the Tesla that it is today. So Performance Max was always something that on paper sounded like a really good idea, but it took what I feel like Google a long time to kind of figure out how to make it really work for us. And so I'm happy to say at this point, I feel like Google has really done a great job with this. We're seeing great results from it. And I think this could be something that you use in your own business as well. So if you are in the business of using Google AdWords or want to get into start doing some paid marketing, this is going to be probably best for those in commercial. And let me tell you why. Commercial contracts tend to take more touch points. Either A, someone's on fire. Oh my gosh, I need something right now. Give me your bids. I'm hungry. Or B, yeah, they just kind of have unsatisfied feeling with their cleaning company. And so they're not necessarily on the prowl looking to replace or whatever it is. And so you want to have marketing campaigns going to both. One is, and Google AdWords is great for the, I need help right now. This second, hook me up. Well, that's Google AdWords is great for that. But what about all those people that could make a change, but don't make a change? And what should happen in that scenario? Or what we should be doing is marketing to them in a constant way. So I recently was reading an article and it talked about that it could take up to 500 touch points between when someone sees something, depending on how big the purchase is, to when they sign. Now, I don't think you need 500 touch points, but touch points is becoming a really popular marketing principle in kind of today's digital era where there's so much ads and so much going on and so much fight for attention that you can't always guarantee that you're going to be seen. Like, oh, I want to put myself on YouTube. Well, you skip ad, right? You can't guarantee it. And because you can't guarantee it, are you wasting your money? You don't know. So this is where Performance Max can come in on this. So to understand kind of what got us excited about Performance Max, you have to understand Google. So Google knows so much about you. And we've always talked about the power of like Facebook and how much Facebook, they track you outside of that kind of stuff. They watch you on other websites. They've seen how you interact. Well, take Facebook and times it by 100, and that's Google. And so there's always to me been this like, Google has the potential of being amazing, you know, really great at finding us, our target audience. However, they've really kind of honed in on keyword platforms. And so like, even when you run YouTube ads, for example, like you can do demographics, but realistically, everyone who's running YouTube ads sees the best results coming from keyword stuff, just doing keyword research. What is their target audience researching, putting it in front of them? And that's how they're getting their results. And so they have this great ability to know so much about you, yet everything they do is in this keyword research. You know, search is the same way. Until I feel like now. But before we get in that, let me explain how much Google knows about you. So just keep in mind that Google knows, like they're connected to your maps. they're connected to what you're watching on YouTube. They're connected to what you search. So when you've got a mole on your neck that's weird and you're Googling it, they know. When you watch the YouTube video about it, they know. And then, of course, anyone who has Android phones, like, they know your call logs. They know who you ignore, who you lie to. I mean, so much. There's actually one of this famous kind of article that is about how creepy Google is that a woman found out she was pregnant before she knew she was pregnant. And she found out through Google. So because of her behavior, because of, now keep in mind, she didn't know she was pregnant. Like, this is a really crazy case study in the fact that she found out she was pregnant through the ads she was getting. She was like, what is this? Why am I being promoted all these things? And then turns out she was pregnant. It's because Google's gotten really, really, really good at figuring out people's behavior. So now we can move into this. With when it comes to Performance Max, this is what excited me about it, is that essentially Google said, hey, give us a bunch of content and we'll blast it and use demographic targeting to lock in on people. And I was like, oh my gosh, finally. Yes, 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 yes. So we tried this when it first launched and I didn't see a whole lot of success from it. And then probably 2 months ago, 3 months ago, I moved into it again and kind of just said, you know what? I on paper, this makes a lot of sense. So I moved into it again. And essentially this is what happens. So Google says, hey, write us 3 headlines. So you write 3 90 word headlines. You write 3 60 word headlines. You write 3 30 word headlines. And then it says, give us some images. And they want banners. They want squares. They want, you know, the different sizes for mobile, for this, for this. And they tell you the images that they want. And the idea is you just saturate them. So this will work well. This will work well. This will work well. Like, you just give them to them because they're, what they want essentially is all the cards. And they're going to decide what cards they want to play. And the way they do this, and this is how all pretty much paid marketing works, is that you do need to invest in that initial time while they're testing their stuff so that they know what's going to work. Just know that. Okay, so you essentially write the headlines, you give them the images that they need, and then from there, you provide them the videos that they need as well. So you provide them the videos, you provide them the images, you provide them the headlines, and then they just compile all that. So they just have their deck of cards all ready to go. Now, these are all the places that your ads will be placed. YouTube, display ads. Now, YouTube ads, you know what those are. Those can be played during stream. Those could be played before the video takes place. And then there's even some that, you know, they'll show up in the right-hand corner after the video has been played. Display ads are essentially just like on blogs or anything that they're looking up, or if they're searching for things, they're going to start seeing your stuff up on these blogs. And so keep in mind, well, I'll get into that. The next one is in search. And this is, you know, probably the most common way that when we think of advertising with Google, it's just like being found in search. There's then Gmail. There's then Maps. So keep in mind, they're involved in all the maps that everybody uses as well. And then there's something called Discover as well, which is like essentially a homepage for Google that allows content to be brought up. So those are all the places it can really reach when it comes to this. Now, this is what Google does with this. Once you give them all this stuff, this is what they do. They go through and test to see, well, I'm getting ahead of myself. The next thing you do with this is that you tell Google what it is that you want to accomplish, but you break down each step of the journey. So instead of just being like, I want phone calls, for example, you say, I want phone calls. And this is the way they give me their number. So the first thing they need to do is they need to go to this website. They need to fill out this form, and then they need to, and that's when they give me their phone number. And then you can even push it further. And then if they answer their call or whatever it may be. But the purpose is you're laying out the entire sales funnel to Google and you give it a value, meaning, yeah, if someone comes to my website, that person is not nearly as valuable as someone who goes to the second page of my website and starts to fill out the form. And someone who fills out the form is way more valuable than the person who just went to my website. So you rank each step. So Google knows each spot and its value to you. And how far that person had gone before they either fell off or didn't finish the funnel. And then You say go. Now, this is the advice I'll give you. If you're running Google Ads, you don't turn off your Google Ads. This is something you're going to run alongside your Google Ads because it takes a while for Google to do it because they have data. They have all these cards and they need to do like process of elimination, more or less. Did this work? Did this work? Did this work? Did this work? No. Next. This, this, this. Oh, that one moved this person to platform B. Okay. But then what they learn is, and this is the part that's crazy, is as they start to get success with what they're doing, they essentially learn the pattern of touch points that your client needs to become a lead or a client or whatever it is that you've told Google your conversion is. Meaning they might learn people need to watch this video to be able to, before they book a call with this guy. And so before they book a call with this company, you know, we have a success rate of 78% people who watch this video to the end up booking a call with this cleaning company. However, we have tried to show that video at top of funnel, meaning the first time they've ever been introduced to your brand at all. And when we do, well, only 14% of people watch it. So we're actually having this huge drop off. So what Google then learns is they're like, well, let's introduce this blog post or this display ad, or let's put this in search for a little bit. And what happens is you're building that familiar, right? You're getting familiar with that brand. You're seeing it more often. You know, someone's Googling late at night, you know, how do you fix a broken toilet or whatever? And they see your company up there. Oh yeah. Well, you're a cleaning company. Oh yeah. My cleaning company sucks. Whatever, whatever. And then they're on YouTube the next day and they're YouTubing, you know, how to braid your hair. And lo and behold, you pop up and they're like, hey, I remember that brand that I just saw on, you know, the internet last night. Now they're here and now they're more likely to watch that video. And so what essentially Google learns is like, what's the pattern and how many touch points does somebody need before they become a lead? Now, I hope that as you're hearing this, your marketing brain is saying, well, that's really powerful, because it is really powerful. You can essentially target people and then know, give them the exact sequence that they need to be a successful lead automated. So once Google figures it out, once they get it, you are super automated. Like you're cruising at that point. And they have essentially cracked a code that used to take marketers, like you would have to hire someone full time to figure this stuff out. And they'd be spending a lot of money, you know, individually playing these cards and trying to figure out and taking their best guess, where Google is able to just do this at such a higher, quicker, more efficient way that they can essentially figure this out for cheaper than it would cost you to hire someone to do it. And then once you got it, you're autopilot. So this is what makes this really amazing. Now, again, this has been out for a while and we've tested it multiple times along the way. And I can say now, especially within the circles I run with, people are saying, hey, this thing's really working well for us. And it's something that's worked well for us in Grow My Cleaning Company. So I would recommend if you're a commercial cleaner that you look into this and get yourself the media that you know is working, the headlines that you know are working. Hopefully you're doing some sort of advertising or a way to grow your business, and then compiling those into Google Performance Max. It's just under the ads. You just go to Google Ads and type in Google Ads Performance Max and it'll pop up. Now I'm going to give you some things, some pointers as you're setting up this campaign. So one of the things it's going to ask you for is your website. It's going to say, give us your website. You're going to want to exclude certain pages on that website. And the reason for it is that anything that realistically wouldn't push someone towards your ultimate conversion goal, you're going to exclude. So for example, if for us on Grow My Cleaning Company, like we have a blog. So anyone who goes to our blog posts, like we do want them, that's a potential customer for us. Anyone who's reading our blogs, potential. So yes, Google, use that information. But if someone dips into our about page or something like that, I tend to exclude stuff like that because I know logically you're probably thinking, well, no, if someone's looking at your about page, it's just, I'm trying to get the most precise data. So the people who are hot on what we're doing, not kicking tires. Well, tell me about your, no. People who are like, I want to learn more. Then I'm like, go for it. This is what we're doing. So I would, again, you look at your website and just be like, is any page here kind of deterring someone away from my funnel? That's a better way to say it. From, you know, sure, it might be moving them closer to the end goal, but does it move them away from my funnel? And if the answer is that yes, then you exclude that page. So I found out that technique of kind of excluding pages, and I felt like that helped Google lock in quicker. The next thing is, this is obviously a media heavy platform. And so you do, if you're not very good at creating images, like I think Canva is a great tool, but Fiverr, Upwork are great places to be able to get graphics as well that you can pay someone to make. It's worth investing in those kind of things. They're going to create all the right sizes for you, get everything up so that you have that, because you don't want to be crappy looking on the internet. Another thing you're going to want to do, which I felt like was helpful, is that I used interest-based targeting in this platform. And so I kind of told Google, like, look, this is who we're looking for, owners of cleaning companies. That's who we're targeting. You obviously will have a different niche. But one of the things that I did is I uploaded our customer list. So essentially anyone who's ever engaged with our brand that we have their email, I gave it to Google and said, hey, here's a lot of people who've interacted with my brand. And then it had me value where they were. So like, for example, if someone watches a webinar versus someone who comes into our program, well, those are two very different people, right? Though someone had to watch the webinar to come into our program, one person might have stopped, one person might have gone. So the same thing, I gave it value, like, oh, this list is the most valuable, where this one is less valuable. And I uploaded that to Google, but I didn't say to Google, hey, market to these people. I just said, here's information that could help you in your search. And so that's another thing I would recommend. Anyone you've ever made a bid to, anyone you've ever done business with and aren't doing business with anymore, and then your current customer list. Upload all that into that as well, because you're just going to feed. That's going to help Google even figure out your demographics, like geographically where people are, like all that kind of stuff. So obviously, in your guys' case, you're going to want to put in your zip codes and all that kind of stuff that you're targeting, specific languages, you know, all that kind of stuff. And then and then it's go time. You know, I think those were kind of probably the two biggest tips that I have, is make sure you exclude anything that moves them away from the funnel and upload a customer list into that as well. And then and invest in your media and what you're doing. And so your YouTube ad is correct. And so your videos are correct. Your images are correct. Because I want you to think of it this way. This is your mindset around it. It's like you are creating everything and then turning it in. And so instead of the thought process of like, oh man, it's going to take me forever to make a YouTube ad, or it's going to take me forever to make all those images, it's going to take me forever to think of all those headlines. It's like, you just need to do it one time. You just need to create as much as you can that you can push over to Google and say, Google, do this for me. And so do it one time and push it all into Google and then let them figure out what works. So, okay, hopefully this was an insightful episode for you. Again, this is something that if you are advertising currently or into commercial cleaning, the only reason I'm hesitant on residential is it might be overkill for residential. Yeah, I don't know if residential cleaners need as much touch points as commercial contracts do. And so this is just, you know, when it comes to how can I have as much touch points as possible, like you can just see the power of someone seeing you in search, seeing you in maps, seeing you in a YouTube ad, seeing you on their blogs that they're reading. The next time they Google something, you show up on that website. Like, yeah, they get done playing their chess on their phone and it's like, oh, you have to watch an ad before the next game. And the ad is you, like that. Those are display. Like, this is all the ways that you could be showing up. And then instead of just being like, well, machine gun approach, and let's just saturate them and I'll just pay to saturate, what happens is Google starts to optimize it. So they're like, oh, we showed this a bunch to the people who were all playing their games on their phone and we were the ads in between. And like, those guys didn't ever end up converting. Like, we got them to go to the website, for example, but they never end up converting. So then they stopped showing those ads there. And so you're optimizing. Yeah, it's great. It's perfect that way. So within our own business, yeah, I would say that it's been a game changer for us. So that is Google Performance Max is what that's called. So, all right. If you are interested in these techniques, or you think, my gosh, this is overwhelming for me, or I wish I had more information about this, we have a full program that goes through all this and helps owners of cleaning companies scale and grow. If you are interested in something like that, I would suggest you jump on a call and with a member of our team. And what that the purpose of that call is, it's a free call. And the purpose is just to see where you're at, what your goals are, what your intentions are for your business, and seeing if we would be a great fit in that scenario. And plus, there's a lot of free coaching that goes in that. And advice and you'll leave that call, whether you're in a program or not, you'll leave that call in a better place than if you don't take it. So it's a free call that is available to you. So it just makes sense to take it at this point. All right. I will catch you guys in another podcast. See ya.
Well, here we are, the end of the podcast, and you made it. Great job. I've got a little bonus for you before for sticking through with me. But like I mentioned before, if you got value out of this podcast and you want to show a little love, subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes, Spotify, wherever the heck you're listening to this thing. Share with a friend. Share the love. And as a special thank you for those of you that stuck with me to the end, how about I give you my personal phone number so we can text? It's a great way for me to get to know you, your business, your goals personally. So shoot me a text now, 602-932-6431. That's 602-932-6431. I am the only one who responds to these texts, and I will personally respond to everyone I possibly can as long as this number is manned. Don't know how long we're going to keep this at the end of the podcast, so grab it now. 602-932-6431. Give me a text. Say hey. Can't wait to meet you.